Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 181. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on, guys?
Oh, just trying to get through this.
You talking about life?
Everything.
I'm being deep.
No, here you good time.
Yeah, we had a good full mini.
Full mini.
Wow.
Well, we can't get too deep. Can't get too deep because this is a mini, right?
That's right. That is right. Yeah, we are having a good night though.
Shallow.
Now we are to our mini, and we just did our full. That's what I meant to say.
Shallow waters, right?
Yeah, exactly. So let's get right to it, shall we? Sean, what are we talking about?
This is going to be my pick, courtesy of Betsy Kolakowski. This is The Sanctuary in Oklahoma. And if you're interested, please go check our show notes for the source links we use for this topic.
Excellent.
Right.
The Sanctuary.
The Sanctuary. Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
I was going to say that Sanctuary.
I beat you to it.
You have a little foundation on it?
I do. The Sanctuary in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. It is located there and a premier haunted attraction. So this is, we did haunted attractions around the country, or at least part of the country, right? Or parts of the country. So this is kind of like highlighting one that we didn't even get to mention, but it's a really cool one. So it's a haunted attraction that offers terrifying experiences inspired by a dark and troubled past. The attraction's backstory revolves around a World War II psychiatric hospital built in 1917 by humanitarian Charles Labrie. The hospital, initially intended to provide care and treatment to soldiers suffering from psychological trauma, was later taken over by German doctor Ryan Hammond, who conducted inhumane experiments on his patients. That sets the stage, right?
Inhumane experiments.
That leaves the imagination completely open then, right?
Yeah, we've heard that story before, haven't we?
Yeah, in a grotesque way, right?
Yeah, Oklahoma City. Have we done a story in Oklahoma City or from Oklahoma City?
I want to say yes, but...
Oh, yeah?
I'm not positive. I say that, and I don't know if that's true. I'd have to look back in the catalog.
Yeah, I don't remember doing anything. I'm not saying from like Oklahoma period, but like Oklahoma.
Yeah,
period.
We've done. Yeah, maybe that's just it, that we've done Oklahoma. But
I don't know. Maybe we have it though.
We have to ask our Oklahoma consultant, Betsy.
Yeah.
Now she's in Arkansas now, so she told me. She said, "Let me know when you're ready for haunted Arkansas." And I was like, "Oh, sounds great to me." So I put that on my. I opened a window already to remind myself.
Was it? Or was it Alabama? What was the furnace? Remember we did a mini on the furnace.
That's Alabama, right?
Alabama, right?
That is gosh, yeah, that's been a minute ago, hasn't it?
I remember Swag was supposed to be the guy or whatever.
Yes.
That real, the foreman, real mean guy, but I don't know. Okay, so that was Alabama. Okay, I thought that was Arkansas for some reason. Okay. Well, you want to get into this once awful psychiatric hospital that's now what? There's all kinds of things that is now.
Yeah, first of all, it's huge. It covers a huge area, and it's a big. So it's in an area of Oklahoma City that is. Very popular, so they did this on purpose, obviously. But it is this haunted attraction. It also is a venue for concerts. There's a restaurant. What's the name of it again? The
Name.
Ruin. The Ruin, which is an awesome name. And then it's also, obviously got stories of actual hauntings and paranormal activity, which I kind of love that.
Sort of found the reason they call it the Ruin.
Oh, watch out.
See, well, I've been reading the history of this place. It was built by Charles LeBray and started in 1913. He started it because his sister had a schizophrenia. So he wanted to build the best hospital to try to help the ailment and all that kind of stuff. Eventually, hired Dr. Hammond from Germany with all of his crazy experimental treatments. And with that, when they built this place, let's see here. The soil was extremely odd for Oklahoma earth. Surprisingly, there was an overabundance of extremely foreign roots and stone, which were not indigenous to the region and had to be excavated and removed in order to lay the foundations. After 4 years, and the threat of World War in 1917, the sanctuary had finally opened its doors and began filling with hundreds of afflicted. Word spread fast throughout the country that Charles LeBray, noble and affluent humanitarian, had opened the most advanced institution in the country. With that being said, he opened it with the hopes of having cutting-edge neurological treatments and surgeries and stuff of that nature. And it gets into the sights and sounds of the stone on stone. Let's see. Okay, during the early 1940s, the sanctuary began to experience a bizarre physical transformation as the earth beneath its foundation began to loosen and creep into the building. The sights and sounds of the stone on stone erupting through the floors and ceilings were astonishing. Roots and vines began to penetrate the concrete floor. This unexplained phenomenon was quite perplexing to Charles, but also very intriguing. The infiltration of the ruins, as he deemed the onslaught of the ancient grounds filling his halls, was most apparent in the southwest wing of the sanctuary.
Oh, wow. That was really cool.
So yeah, it said fantastic and extraordinary shaped stones that erupted through the floor and walls as if the room was encountering a great metamorphosis. Through the stone began to seep a greenish liquid, which eventually became a self-contained waterfall, which eventually created its own basin. I guess some of the orderlies got the green fluid on them and over time led to extreme disfigurement,
Oh,
but
wow.
also a strange and powerful intolerance to pain. It was as if their brains were somehow disconnected from their own pain receptors.
That's weird. That is all very supernatural sounding, feeling like almost out of a comic book, which I actually love.
Further testing revealed the green elixir possessed incredible properties in which the medical staff had never experienced.
That's really welcome.
Yeah.
This might be one of the best things we've found so far. Thanks, Betsy. I did want to just so I don't forget to say this, that the Sloss furnaces, Todd, which is what you're talking about, and it is out in Alabama, operated as a pig iron producing blast furnace from 1882 to 1971. The interesting thing is that there was, with all the stuff with Jerry, there was a great picture of him standing in front of a water tower that says Sloss.
Oh, I remember
And
that.
so that was mo I was like, oh my gosh, that's so funny that, and I couldn't think of the name of it, and I was like, oh my gosh, that was it, but it's many, 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 many episodes ago.
Thank you.
But yeah, I could not think of it off the top of my head.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah. This is a four story. The haunted attraction is a four story psychiatric hospital filled with terror at every turn, and it might just be the scariest thing you'll find in Oklahoma if you can handle it. Keep reading for more details on this attraction. So, talks about how it's supposed to be one heck of a haunted attraction.
Yeah, I would imagine. Well, especially with a history like that. I mean, like Nate was saying, this is, Dr. Hammond's twisted experiments went horribly wrong, resulting in the hospital becoming a hub of paranormal activity. Patients who survived the atrocities were forever changed. And it sounds like, I mean, what you're talking about with the roads, that's really crazy. Their minds shattered by horrors they endured, the hospital's dark energy continues to resonate, attracting malevolent entities and restless spirits. The attraction itself has, so it says visitors to the sanctuary can expect a terrifying journey through the four stories of intense scares, featuring the hospital wing, which is you explore the abandoned corridors and rooms of the hospital where the echoes of screams and whispers still linger. The laboratory witness the remnants of Dr. Hammond's twisted experiments, including eerie medical equipment and disturbing specimens. The patients' quarters, which you encounter the tormented souls of former patients trapped in their own private hells. And the doctor's office faced the dark presence of Dr. Hammond himself, still obsessed with his twisted research. There's also on their premises a escape room, and it looks really, really cool and creepy.
Yeah, it's based on the psychiatric hospital, as we said, from 1917. So that's a long time ago.
Yeah, and that in itself would scare you, but like the fact that it actually is part of something, it's a haunted attraction in a haunted area, which we talked about before. It says the special features, state-of-the-art special effects, the sanctuary employs Hollywood-style set designs and special effects to create an immersive, terrifying experience. Of course, there's live actors, costume actors bring the haunted hospital to life, ensuring a unique and frightening experience each visit, and themed scenes exploring a variety of frightening environments, including a haunted barn, a creepy asylum, and a dark forest. It is the operating hours. It says it's open Fridays and Saturdays with doors opening at 8 p.m. and closing at 12 a.m. So that's interesting. It's 20 tickets are $25 a person with discounts available for groups and special events. That's actually pretty reasonable.
At one time, the psychiatric hospital was known to be one of the best in the world. Can you imagine that? But
Then it
then,
took a dark turn.
yeah.
Yeah,
And it is
big dark
right now,
turn. Yeah, a big dark turn.
Yeah. And it's currently this haunted attraction is the largest indoor haunted attraction in the Sooner State. So, and it said, to be honest, it's one of the scariest you'll find anywhere. That's pretty cool.
It sure sounds like it too. The reviews are outstanding. It gets
Well, it seems like,
wonderful reviews.
yeah, it does. And it seems like, we went to, the Hannah House recently, and then last month, and then we've been to Waverly, and they both have haunted houses or haunted attractions, based on, on the premise. So that would be cool. I like places like that are really truly haunted or could be haunted, and they were used for whatever sanatorium, asylum, haunted, it was a house that could be haunted by a family. Now they turn them into haunted attractions at some time or, during the Halloween season. I think that's cool. Add something to it, knowing the history of it, where you're at.
It says it's about a 25-minute walk through from start to finish.
Oh, that's good.
And it's always ranked as one of the highest, certainly in Oklahoma, if not, like you said, in the country. And the
Yeah,
pictures
that's
are
good.
creepy.
Yeah, I saw some of the pictures. It does look really good. We'll put that on the list.
Yeah, so definitely go on. Man, I'd love to go to it. I like I said, it's one thing to just be a haunted attraction that you're trying to create, that feel, but to actually be an attraction in a haunted location with such a history, man, it just adds a whole nother layer that, you're half afraid of it, but half like, man, I gotta see that, like, you just I wonder you wonder how many like investigations they allow. If I didn't see anything about what that's anything that if there's much on that, or if they if they charge anything or like shut it down, because I know it's that doesn't sound like the operating hours are very expansive, at least for the attraction. But
Yeah.
something like the escape room probably operates more often. Certainly the restaurant, and then the concert venue, and there's where you can do receptions and parties and things like that.
Yeah. I read a little bit about the concert venue. It's pretty interesting. They're talking about how they were not making a lot of money, because and they were having to pay like the bands from like 80% of the profit, or the 80% of what was coming through the door was paying the bands, and that wasn't leaving them much for operating expenses and this and that. And they took out a small loan to start it up, and all. It was kind of interesting that, and the owner, she's by herself, and she's like, you got all these laws and regulations and all these things you have to keep up with, and then you got the money aspect, and then you're trying to run a business, and then you got it's like, wow. I guess there would be a lot to it,
There is a,
but
yeah, I imagine that.
yeah, and then there's of course, then there's the liquor licenses, and if that's what they, I would imagine, I don't know if they do have that, but yeah, it's a really neat article. Betsy sent it to me, so
Well, I think it's either go big or go home kind of feeling, right?
yeah, exactly. I think they said it's it was very stressful. But yet, yeah, worth the trying to do it, so.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I'm
that's popular.
actually I'm on their website. That's where I've been getting all my information. I'm on the history page. But I don't, man, a lot of this is so far-fetched.
It doesn't sound like it's.
I wonder if it's just a made-up history for the
I
haunted
see,
house,
that's what I thought, and.
is my thoughts. I mean, everybody can do their own research and come to their own conclusion.
That's what I was
'Cause, I mean,
thinking.
they're talking about how Charles fell in love with like the head nurse and stuff and got married, and she got pregnant, but then got tuberculosis. So he made another wing for TB patients. And then Dr. Hammond was helping with it. And then she finally delivered the baby, and it was grotesque and deformed. And
Oh.
she went to see it and was, couldn't believe the monster that she was looking at, and took her own life. And
Yeah,
so
that's
I'm wondering if it's a made up history for the haunted house attraction.
yeah, but it never specifies that. But if you're familiar with it, you're probably like, yeah, that's totally made up. But that's why I was like, it's too good to be true kind of feeling. And
Just seems very out there.
yeah, which is probably the case, but it doesn't come out and say, oh, by the way, this is all made up. It's based on
Sort of
this
like a
history.
Blair Witch project.
Which so it may just be a haunted attraction that's not really haunted then. So, but it'd be so cool if any of that was true, or even like remotely true, because I like that whole idea of the foundation just like metamorphosizing.
Well, because I had my reservations when I was reading the whole green
Yeah.
liquid coming out and
Yeah, I know, and I
the
was like,
orderlies
gosh,
getting
that's a
all
I was
messed
thinking the
up.
same thing. Like, that
But
sounds
then it's like
awfully
there's no
intriguing.
explanation of what this elixir was, and
Yeah, right.
in modern time, I'm sure they could figure it out.
So yeah, and Betsy's probably like, yeah, guys, it's totally made up. Didn't you know that?
That's my two cents.
No, I think you're right. But like I said, even in the explanation of it, it really doesn't give a good explanation. Yeah,
Interesting, nonetheless.
because it says the haunted history according to legend. So they're just writing their own, fantastic stories. But yeah, but like even on their website, I don't see where they specify that. But then again, we've also been duped by what you said, like the Freddy series that was supposed to happen.
Yeah,
Like, we've been duped
I'm
before.
not happy about that. I'm still
Back
upset.
to the Future 4, I'm still mad about that. So, I mean, we've been duped before, but we get there. Can you imagine getting there? Like, all right, I gotta find this. I gotta hear about all this. And like, this is
Sounds like
fiction.
the Jersey Devil lore, where the baby was, grotesque and had grew bat wings and half, devil, half human, half, or third, look like a creature. It's like, yeah, that's why when you read that, I was like, that sounds like the Jersey Devil. Then it flies off, and now it haunts the Jersey, the Jersey Woods forest. Yeah. Oh well. Anything else on the sanctuary?
Whether it's true or whether it's not true, I still want to go.
Yeah, it's still
Oh yeah.
fun. I love
Oklahoma City. I want. It can't be that far. Not that close,
it.
but not.
We're gonna play that game, huh?
Doesn't look that far on a map.
Nothing
Couple
looks that far on the map.
inches.
Couple. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Well, we'll put it on the list regardless. So.
10 hours and 34 minutes. That's all. It's funny. My phone must have been listening because that's the first thing that popped up. That's not, that's even spookier than all the stuff we've been talking about, right? I
I
pulled up
wonder if our
maps.
friends that go to the haunted houses have been there. Tyler and his wife.
They probably have. I mean, if this is one of the big ones out there, and they're probably like, dude, dudes, you got schnockered.
Yeah.
Not snuckered. Snuckered. That's not snuckered. Not
No, yeah,
snuckered.
no, it's not.
Snuckered is a different. Yeah. Well, we got
It's still a sanctuary,
snuckered.
though.
Well, you get snuckered easily if you get snuckered,
Oh,
right?
sure.
I don't
Okay. Well,
know.
that
Leave it
was
to me.
good. I'll leave it to you. That was good. That was a good discussion. Nate, help us out, brother.
Well, it might be real, it might not be, but I know what's real, and that's the rap.
Oh. That is real, unfortunately.
Real rap.
A real one.
You just
Well,
real
I hear
real.
you.
You blew
It's a
my
real one.
mind. You blew
It
my
is a
mind and
bizzle.
my reality.
There is a bizzle. Well, thanks, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle Age Mini 181 and our discussion on the sanctuary of Oklahoma City. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.